This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government decides to implement long-pending Rawal Commission report. Supreme Court clears way for government to dissolve trade unions in public agencies. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal to visit China tomorrow at the invitation of his Chinese counterpart. And U.S. and Iran close to agreement aimed at ending conflict and reopening Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in both houses of the federal parliament have called for greater accountability in fiscal management, timely support for farmers and stronger focus on public welfare in upcoming budget. As at yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, lawmakers demanded the formation of a parliamentary probe committee to investigate alleged irregularities related to the finance bill. Likewise, the House unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration of the Appropriation Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. Responding to lawmakers, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said concerns regarding budget allocations would be addressed during ministry-wise discussions. The House also unanimously endorsed a proposal seeking consideration of the Intangible Cultural Heritage Protection Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat. Meanwhile, in the National Assembly, lawmakers participating in discussions on the government's revenue and expenditure estimates for the upcoming fiscal year urged the government to revise the budget to make it more people-centric and responsive to economic challenges. Several lawmakers also expressed concern over rising inflation and the continued dominance of recurrent expenditure over capital spending. The National Assembly is scheduled to continue budget discussions at its next meeting on June 15. The government has decided to implement a long-pending report of the High-Level Commission on Government and Public Land Investigation and Protection, also known as the Rawal Commission. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday endorsed implementation of the Commission's 1995 report in line with a directive order issued by the Supreme Court. The Cabinet has instructed the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration to take necessary measures for implementation and to maintain systematic records of government and public land across the country. In a separate decision, the Cabinet extended the tenure of the task force preparing the Constitution Amendment discussion paper until July 16. The Cabinet also nominated Ramesh Kumar Dhital of Sindhupalchok as chairperson of the Accounting Standards Board. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the government to implement its decision to dissolve trade unions operating within government agencies. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Manoj Kumar Sharma declined to continue an earlier interim order that had halted implementation of the government's decision. The case was filed challenging the government's move to dissolve trade unions. In a separate ruling, the Supreme Court has directed the government to explicitly address the recruitment and use of child soldiers in laws related to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. A full bench comprising Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla, Sunil Kumar Pokharel and Shanti Singh Thapa observed that existing traditional justice legislation does not clearly classify the use of child soldiers as a serious human rights violation. The court ordered the government to enact legal provisions recognizing the recruitment or use of children under the age of 18 in armed forces as a punishable offense. The directive came in response to a petition filed by a former child combatant during the armed conflict. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal is set to pay an official visit to the People's Republic of China from June 14 to 17 at the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Khanal will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing on issues of mutual interest to further strengthen Nepal-China relations and expand cooperation between the two countries. He is also scheduled to meet senior Chinese officials during the visit. Meanwhile, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary. During the meeting yesterday, the two sides discussed ways to enhance bilateral cooperation in agriculture, livestock, fisheries, forestry and environmental protection. Discussions focused on agricultural modernization and mechanization, implementation of existing bilateral agreements, promotion of agricultural trade, disease control, technology transfer, and technical cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has emphasized the need for policy, legal and administrative reforms to address the growing volume of government arrears. At a committee meeting yesterday, Committee Chair Bharat Bahadur Khadka said information on outstanding arrears had been collected from various government agencies and that detailed discussions would be held to identify solutions and reduce the backlog. According to the latest report of the Office of the Auditor General, a total arrears have surpassed 755 billion rupees, highlighting the need for stronger financial management and accountability across multiple institutions. Separately, members of the International Relations and Tourism Committee have called for prompt and effective operation of Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport. During a committee meeting yesterday, lawmakers urged the concerned authorities to prepare a clear action plan to maximize the use of the two international airports which were constructed with significant public investment. Furthermore, the committee urged relevant agencies to take concrete steps to increase international flights and improve the utilization of the airport infrastructure across the country. The Ministry of Education and Sports has formed a three-member committee to investigate alleged irregularities involving ministry employees in the recommendation of the study visas. The committee, led by Joint Secretary Chandrakanta Bhusal, has been tasked with examining the role of officials in preparing and verifying documents used for study visa recommendation and has been given 7 days to submit its report. Earlier, the ministry had requested the Ministry of Home Affairs to investigate the alleged use of suspicious documents and forged bills in connection with the case. 8 people lost their lives and 16 others sustained injuries when a passenger bus met with an accident in Namobuddha municipality of Kabri Polansok district yesterday afternoon. According to the police, the bus travelling from Banipa to Rosi rural municipality veered off the road and plunged approximately 200 metres down a slope at Butsakut in Namobuddha municipality 2 at around 2:15 p.m. Further details are awaited as the investigation continues. Separately, at least 12 people were injured when a passenger bus met with an accident near Mulghat in Dhankuta municipality yesterday afternoon. According to the district police office, the bus was travelling from Songkhua Sabha to Dharan carrying 15 passengers when it overturned on the roadside after the driver reportedly lost control of the vehicle. The injured have been taken to nearby health facilities for treatment. Police are investigating the cause of the accident and further details are awaited. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran appear to be close to reaching a formal agreement aimed at ending months of conflict and easing tensions in West Asia. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said a memorandum of understanding between the two countries is close to completion and could be signed within days. He said the proposed agreement includes reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and lifting restrictions on Iranian shipping, while negotiations on Iran's nuclear program would continue it in a later phase. U.S. officials have confirmed key elements of the proposed framework, saying any economic benefits for Iran would be tied to verified compliance with its commitments. Officials from both sides have expressed cautious optimism but emphasized that the agreement has not yet been formally signed. Diplomatic efforts are continuing, with all sides indicating that a final announcement could come in coming days if negotiations conclude successfully. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including the Kosi province, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the remaining Tarai region today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly trough in the upper atmosphere, as well as local and easterly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 31 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government decides to implement long-pending Rawal Commission report. Supreme Court clears way for government to dissolve trade unions in public agencies. Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal to visit China tomorrow at the invitation of his Chinese counterpart. And US and Iran close to agreement aimed at ending conflict and reopening Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.